J1.
Number 4B.
Now, as one turns to the appendix in the back of the compendium, we will find a complete list of all the references to mind as found in Science and Health. You see what they have done. They have written out their result of their research work, and they have written down every single sentence and paragraph where mind appears in Science and Health. So let us consider this for a minute. Now, this, what has been written down in the appendix is everywhere mind capitalized appears. So an example would be, here it's in the appendix, which is found on page 124 in the compendium number 4. We find, therefore, in the appendix, the preface. It's stated preface. Now, this means, of course, the preface to Science and Health. And here it gives the Roman numeral 9, and then it gives a colon, and then it gives 18. Now, this just means that in the preface to Science and Health, on page 9, line 18, we will find a reference to mind, capitalized. And also it says on page, that gives a Roman numeral, 11, colon, 25. And this just means that on page 11, line 25, we will find another reference to mind capitalized. Therefore, one can go through this whole appendix section, and for each chapter, everywhere the synonymous term appears, one will find it listed in this appendix. Now, this there's a similar appendix in each of the compendiums for all of the subsequent synonymous terms. So we see, therefore, I'd like to have us think about this particular illustrative material that we have in front of us, because I'd just like to get down to the nitty-gritty also tonight, just to the mundane, inspirational part of our study, because we have to often get down to just little nitty-gritty facts. And one is that we must take good notes. I feel that good notes is a key position to our study of science, and especially orderly notebooks is a key position to understanding the synonymous terms. Now, on this illustrative material which you have before you, I just did this so that you would have an example of how to take orderly notes in an outlined form with all the ideas that characterize mind. Now, with this illustrative material, I have just gone through the whole compendium mind. And I have written down all the major ideas which characterize mind, and also all the shadings of these ideas which appear in italics. So as we go through the compendiums, therefore, one will come across the major idea of mind as creator. And therefore, in italics, we will see the shadings of creator, which would be creates, makes, produces, creative power, impulse. And then as we keep going through the compendium of mind, we will find another major idea of producer, or parent mind, or forms. And under forms, we will find the shadings of shapes, or fashions, or models. And then we will keep going in the compendium, and we'll find a major idea of cause. And cause will have its shadings of causative, origin, first cause, author, or source. And then we can go on and we find these different major ideas of first and whatever you have, therefore, on that list. Now, do you see what one has done here? In just a very simple way, one can outline this whole compendium, and you can always, therefore, on one sheet of paper, have all the ideas that characterize mind plus their shadings right in front of you. And therefore, by the time you've gone through the compendium, you have quite a good list of ideas which characterize mind, and one can always refer back to them. Well, yes?
Are these things already outlined in the book?
No. They're in title form. As you go through the book, you'll see creator. Just take the example of creator. That appears as a main title. Creator is the idea. Then under creator, in italics, you will find the terms creates, makes, produces, creative power, and impulses. Those are the shadings of the main idea of creator. Now, creator is the main idea, and then you have the shadings of creator. Then as you turn and come to, you'll find producer as another main idea, and parent mind. What I've done is just taken these main headings and their shadings out of the compendium and written it on a form that you would always can carry with you, so you wouldn't have to always have to carry the compendium with you and to look through all these various pages to find the ideas. In a very simple outline form, they're just in front of you. And this aids us in our study as we go on. Now, to go on with this compendium and the methodology of the compendium. Now, we take the compendiums and we find creator. And creator, therefore, when we come into the compendium, is the first major idea which is given to characterize mind. Now, the methodology of the compendium is to first present a definition, often a dictionary definition, of the idea. And it's also the methodology of the compendium to present references to science and health in regard to this idea. So let's say the idea is creator. So in the compendium, there is presented dictionary definitions of the word creator, and there's also references given from science and health, which has to do with mind as creator. So again, in the nitty-gritty, I really suggest that at least when you're studying the compendium and you go through it, that you have two sheets of paper before you just for this particular idea, creator. And on one sheet of paper, you could write mind, creator, and definitions. And therefore, on another piece of paper, you can write mind, creator, and science and health references. Then as you go through and read these various definitions and references about creator that's given, you can easily jot it down if you want to remember them. Now, one can do this, the same thing when they come to producer. You can have two sheets of paper in front of you for producer, and one can say mind, producer, definition on one piece of paper. And on another piece of paper, you can say mind, producer, science and health references. Or again, with parent mind, you can have one sheet of paper that says mind, parent mind, definitions, and mind, parent mind, science and health, references. This is all to keep our work orderly. And then I like to myself take all those various pieces of paper and put them into a loose leaf notebook. And into that loose leaf notebook, one has just for the ideas of mind. Therefore, one has a mind notebook with all the various sheets of paper in a loose leaf form. And I like these loose leaf notebooks better than a spiral notebook. Because if you're taking notes in a spiral notebook and you begin out with mind as creator, and then you write down everything about mind as creator and all the definitions and all the references, and then immediately go to mind as producer and write down all the definitions, you see, it doesn't leave any ability for you to come in later and add to that notebook. So if one just has mind, creator, definitions, you can always come back and add to the fact that mind is creator. And in the world today, they are beginning to see that mind is the only creator. Well, one would like to take a reference out of different scientific books or philosophical books and put it down under this particular reference in our notebook. If one just has a loose leaf sheet which is devoted just to definitions under creator, you can easily do this. Now, this is a methodology for study, and it is so important. When this summer, when I was attending various seminars, we began to see that the key position to students who really had a clear understanding of science and those who didn't was really in their ability to take notes. Because some had notebooks, I mean, like jammed full of notes, just everything you ever wanted to know in there. But like, they always try to find out. They say, just a minute, somewhere I have a good definition. So they went through and they tried to find the good definition, and no way could they find it, you know. But those students with the real orderly notebooks, you know, just flipped right to a definition of creator and they had it, right? So
are you suggesting you go to more than one reference?
No, I'm suggesting that you just keep a notebook for under the idea of mind and keep it in a loose leaf form. Okay, now let's just take a break for a moment, because I want to get into going through mind and I want to set a spiritual atmosphere and flow with it, and it's a little different than what we're talking about now. So let's just take a break for a few minutes and come back to this particular term, mind.